AT&T unveils faster internet packages following the fiber optic project. And ferry service resumes in the Upper Lynn Canal after canceled weekend sailings. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. Alaska Power and Telephone broadband internet customers will start to see impacts from a newly installed fiber optic cable this month. The power company took on the multi-million dollar fiber project to expand its internet capacity in the Northern Lynn Canal. AT&T says it's about 1,500 customers will get their first taste of significantly faster internet connections this month. But as KHNS's Emily Files reports, there is still work to be done.
The road ahead in Southeast Alaska is growing wider.
A promotional video from AT&T tells of the $11 million investment the company made to lay an 86-mile fiber optic cable in the Lynn Canal.
The new Lynn Canal fiber paves the way for dramatically improved broadband speeds and a host of associated benefits to residential and business customers in Haines and Skagway.
Until now, AT&T customers in Haines, Klukwan, and Skagway were connected to the internet through a microwave network. The fiber optic cable exponentially increases internet capacity. Here's AT&T CEO Mike Garrett in the promotional video.
But as we plan to grow our speeds to 10 megabit, 25 megabit, and higher, our microwave network couldn't sustain that kind of growth.
The company's first iteration of faster plans come online this month.
So things are changing pretty dramatically.
Bryant Smith is AT&T's Director of Internet Services. On January 25th, a suite of new broadband internet packages will become available. The current retail packages are limited to 8 megabit download speeds and 200 gigabyte data usage caps. Those are the very top ranges of what's available for most customers. But later this month, the highest download speeds will spike to 25 megabits, and the data limit increases threefold to 600 gigabytes. It's still a lot more restricted and pricey than what residents in Seattle, Anchorage, and Juneau have access to, but it's a significant increase from the current offerings. One reason for the remaining limitations is that AT&T is rolling out these new packages before the fiber optic infrastructure is complete. The company still needs to install the on-the-ground connections that will link to the undersea cable. Right now, homes and businesses are connected to the fiber optic line with older copper wires. Those need to be replaced. Here's AT&T Director of Marketing, Mark McCready.
AT&T is committed over the course of the next year to, in the Upper Lynn Canal area, to I think upwards of $1.5 million to get out there and hang glass in the air in those communities.
Once homes and businesses are more directly connected to fiber optic lines, Smith says internet speeds could increase even further.
A lot of the fiber to the home or fiber to the business work that we're going to be doing is to prepare us to offer those higher speeds. We're really at the limits of what we could do over a copper line. And so, you know, if we're going to be on a path to perhaps offer a 100 meg connection to the internet from people's homes at some point, we've got to have that local build completed. And I think for Haines and Skagway, that local build is maybe going to take, you know, 3 or 4 years to complete.
Smith says introducing faster packages before the fiber web is complete will push the older copper infrastructure to the limit. And he says even once all the glass connections are in the air, some customers may still be limited based on the infrastructure in their homes or the neighborhoods they live in if they're more remote.
You know, so if you've got a dozen people that live 30 miles out the road in Haines, it's not likely that we're going to spend $1 million to make sure that they could get the 25 meg.
On January 25th, current AT&T customers will automatically be shifted to better internet packages based on what they already pay. For example, if you pay $79.95 a month for 1 megabit download speeds with a 40 gigabyte data cap, your plan will change to 10 megabit download speeds with a 150 gig data cap. For full details on the new internet packages, see this story on khns.org. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
On Friday, there was no way in or out of Haines or Skagway, not by ferry, plane, or highway. A variety of weather conditions closed off all options. By Sunday, the ferry scheduled to sail the Northern Lynn Canal remained canceled, leaving passengers stranded in Haines and Skagway for a few extra days. On Friday, the Aurora ferry sailings in the Upper Lynn Canal were canceled.
That was due to the high winds and the resulting heavy freezing spray that comes with it, with the cold, wet temperatures we're having.
That's DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow. He says the freezing spray was the most important factor in the cancellation.
That adheres to the life-saving equipment on the vessel. So if there were an abandoned ship scenario where people had to use that life-saving equipment, they wouldn't be able to deploy those life rafts because they would be frozen shut with the heavy freezing spray.
For that same reason, Sunday's Aurora was also canceled. That left passengers stuck in Haines, Skagway, and Juneau for a few extra days. Hotels in Haines reported seeing increased customers from the ferry over the weekend. Woodrow says for the most part, travelers were rescheduled to be on the Monday and Tuesday ferries sailing the same route. He says there were some customers who opted to either cancel or change their reservations.
To say that everybody was accommodated is true, but not everybody was accommodated on today's sailing and tomorrow's sailing just because they chose to alter their travel plans.
According to Woodrow, they've also been able to accommodate passengers with vehicles.
The car deck on the Kennecott will be full today, and then anybody else who also wanted to travel to Juneau, if they couldn't be accommodated today, they were accommodated on tomorrow's sailing on the Aurora.
Right now, he says the forecast for Tuesday's Aurora looks favorable, and there's no anticipated cancellation. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. The following is a listener commentary and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Canal Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff.
This is Assemblymember Tom Morfitt. After the dismissal of William Seward, there was a fear that Haines would be unable to attract qualified borough manager candidates. Those fears were unfounded. Since Seward's dismissal, both Brad Ryan, the borough facilities director, and Chamber of Commerce manager Deborah Schnabel have expressed interest in the permanent manager position. Ryan also has expressed interest in the position of interim manager, but so has Dave Palmer, who served 7 years as manager in Juneau, 10 years as city administrator in Craig, and 2 years as manager in Petersburg. Palmer is clearly the most qualified candidate ever to apply for manager here. His offer to serve as interim gives us a rare opportunity to work with a seasoned, successful professional. He would set an example of how a professional manager operates, how to interact with the community, and what the community should expect of a manager. A municipality is a sophisticated machine with many moving parts. Managing it well requires advanced skills that don't come naturally and most often come only with experience. Too often in the past, we've been dismissive of experience, relying on platitudes like common sense or on our impressions of a person's likability or sincerity. Palmer is no stranger to Haines. He built and maintained a cabin at Chilcat Lake for years. His wife Serena worked at the Haines Medical Clinic. Palmer keeps up with Haines News, which is how he learned of the opening here. The community should consider Palmer for the interim position for several reasons. One, hiring Ryan would require shifting of many large responsibilities at the borough, including harbor expansion, sewer plant reconstruction, and rebuilding of Lutac Dock. Two, Palmer holds a solid record in communities that are similar to Haines, with similar issues and similar budgets. Three, because Palmer has a breadth of experience and knows small Southeast Alaska towns, he could be instrumental in hiring and training a new permanent manager, whether that be Ryan, Schnabel, or someone else. Four, we have two very good precedents of hiring experienced executives to interim positions after turmoil in local government. Rich Carlson, a 20-year superintendent, brought stability to the Haines School District after the rocky tenure of Ginger Jewell. Bob Ward, longtime Skagway manager, did the same thing for the Haines Borough after the controversial dismissal of Robert Venables. I believe choosing Dave Palmer as interim manager would likewise best serve the Haines Borough. We need an example of how an experienced professional manager manages a municipality's business. Thank you very much. This is Tom Morfitt.
The preceding remarks are the personal view of the commentator and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Canal Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff. KHNS welcomes the submission of responsible commentaries by our listeners. Please come by the studio, call us at 983-2853 or 766-2020, or go online for a copy of the commentary guidelines at khns.org under listener submissions.